Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated January 5th, 2024, is titled, Talk is Cheap. Jesus loved to cut to the chase. He didn't pull any punches because he was interested in presenting others with the truth. Sometimes said truth hurts a little, but in the end, it's the best medicine, even for an already aching soul. For example, have you ever been worn out and someone weaker than you needs your help? And when I say, quote, need, I mean demands. How do you respond? Weak people often don't understand that they are placing a burden on others like you who may be struggling in their own way. This oversight is wrapped into their weakness itself. It's up to the stronger believer to be empathetic in those moments. Jesus had a lot to say about this topic. Luke 6:27-36 reads, But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Two key verses stand out in Jesus' words. First, quote, And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. Luke 6:31. This is the so-called, quote, golden rule we all learn about as kids, often long before we learn that it was Jesus who spoke these words first. When the tables are turned, we love to receive grace, mercy, and love from others, don't we? Who doesn't want to feel loved? When is this more yearned for than right after we've confessed a sin against another person? Our need to be forgiven as a show of love and compassion is at an all-time high in those moments. We might say that when we're weak enough to sin, we are then at our most vulnerable when we confess it, compounding the terror in that moment. Those are the times when the love from others, especially those we've sinned against, is most heartfelt and desired. Second, quote, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Luke 6:36. We shouldn't just be merciful towards others for the sake of obeying the, quote, golden rule. We ought to be motivated by the memory of God's mercy towards us when we were at our weakest. Romans 5:6 reads, For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. I believe what Jesus was getting at in Luke 6:27-36 was simple. He wants to test our virtues the hard way. It's easy to talk a big game when the situation is conducive to godly behavior. It isn't until our so-called virtues are challenged under difficult circumstances that we can truly stake a claim to them. If you know anything about Jesus, you know that he despised hypocrites. So he wants to root out hypocrisy from the souls of his disciples. Let us recognize our own hypocrisy before anyone else needs to. Let us look in the mirror with intent and humility. We want to know the truth about ourselves, don't we? After all, it's truth that sets us free. Let us confess our own weaknesses and aim to help those who are weaker still by showing them grace, mercy, and love. This is the Lord's will for us. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.